Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh,
guys! Doug Johnson from the art gallery just asked me out for this Saturday night.
Oh, that's very nice. Wonderful. That's terrific.
Yes, and I don't have a babysitter. So could you... Bobby, do you think that...
Elaine, I already have plans. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, Tony?
I'd like to, Elaine, but I got a fight Saturday night.
Bobby, just this once. Come on.
Look, I have a date Saturday night, Elaine, with a great girl.
Oh, but I've been dropping hints for months now for Doug to ask me out.
Hey, you know, this may be hard for you to believe, but other people have relationships that are important to them, too. And this girl I'm going out with Saturday night is every bit as important to me as Doug is to you.
What's her name?
What time do you want me there?
8 o'clock.
Rita, come in here. Rita, come in here. Rita. Wait a minute. Stay right where you are. I'll come down there.
Alex. I got problems with my love life.
Get away from me.
Things aren't right between Zena and me. That's right, the girl you like. So now you gotta listen to me. I could have got you to come in a cage if I'd have said a name. I don't understand it. I mean, it's like somehow we got out of sync. Our gears aren't meshing as often as they used to, if you know what I mean. Rita, I'm pouring my guts out to
you're
you.
You're not pouring your guts out to me. You're telling me that you're not getting enough action. Insatiable lust doesn't make you sympathetic.
Why not? All right, I'll tell you the real reason. The real thing.
Yeah, what? Hey, go ahead, what? Say it. Okay. Say it.
I'm afraid of losing her.
Oh.
Alex. Zena sees something in me that no other woman ever saw. That no other person ever saw. That isn't there.
All right. You want to keep Zena? You're going to have to treat her better.
What makes you think I don't treat her good now?
Well, describe a typical evening with Zena.
We watch a little TV and then hit the sheets. Well, some people call that corny, but that's the way we are. All right. Describe a typical good evening to you experienced romantic types.
All right. You go out to dinner. Maybe you're taking a movie. And you go home and you talk.
Dinner, talk. Yeah, hello.
You don't want to know what you talk about.
Yeah, I mean, give me an example.
Sports, people you have in common, you talk.
Sports, people in common. You mean, like, if the house looks clean, I could say, hey, the place looks great.
Sure.
That was my idea. I thought the words. You just said talk. I got the golden key here. Look at it. Dinner, movies, sports. Gee, the place looks immaculate. You're gonna get it.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your attitude. Trying to romance you is like trying to blow your nose without a handkerchief.
That's disgusting.
I can't do nothing right tonight. $87 for a French meal you don't want to eat. They don't want me to take home. I gotta go out, find my own bags at 8 o'clock at night. I don't know what the hell this is. You order something with eyes?
No.
Me neither.
Louis, I'd like to get to sleep early tonight, so if you don't mind.
No, 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 I don't mind.
Louis!
What? I'll brush my teeth in the morning.
I want you to leave here. I want you to leave my apartment. I want you to leave me alone.
Boy, this place looks immaculate.
Louis, I don't want to be ignored. I need to be alone. I'm very tense tonight.
I know it'll take the tension out of you.
Zena, you seem a little distant tonight.
What did I do so bad? Send me to jail. I think you're beautiful. You arouse me. Officer, take me away.
I want you to leave.
All right. Okay, I'm leaving. Listen, how about one little glass of apricot brandy just for the trail home?
I don't have any apricot brandy.
Louis does.
Louis, don't you even want to know what's bothering me?
Well, whatever it is, it couldn't be that bad. I mean, you still love me, don't you? Please let me be deaf.
Louis, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. But I met another man. Louis, I didn't want to bring it up because, see, I was just hoping it would kind of sort itself out. I'm a little bit confused. You see, 2 weeks ago, a girlfriend and I went to Mario's for a drink after work, and I met this guy, Dwight. He's the day bartender there.
At Mario's?
Mario's. He asked me to go out with him. Normally, I would have said no, and I did think of you. But he was so nice, and right away, there was something good between us. I'm sure you don't want to know the details. No, you don't, really. We had lunch together. We had several lunches. Then one evening we had dinner, then we had more dinners, and I don't know what happened, but I kept on seeing him. But we weren't physical. We were just friends, and it was really great. And then one day, without my seeing it coming or anybody planning it, we became lovers. It came out of our friendship. Out of the fact that we enjoyed each other's company. I don't know, maybe if I'd seen it coming, I could have done something to stop it, but I didn't see it coming. What's wrong? I can't breathe! Oh, my God! Oh, drink, okay?
So, what are you saying, Zena?
I mean, I'm missing something.
What are you saying?
I think it would be best if we didn't see each other for a while.
Huh?
Okay. I see you got your mind made up about this. That's the way you want it. That's the way it'll be. Me just, I get dressed, and I'll leave you alone. You know something, Zena? Someday, you're gonna come back to me, crawling on your knees, begging to take you back. And when you do, you know what I'll say? I'll say, thank God.
Now, look, Elaine, you tripped me up on this date thing Saturday night. Now, I know I agreed to babysit your kids, but I've reconsidered. I've always been bad with names, and it's really important to me. And her name's Gloria.
Gloria who?
You said eight, right?
Elaine, would you care to dance?
Jim, there's not any music.
There will be soon. I put a quarter in the jukebox.
No, you just put a quarter in a cigarette machine.
Well, Elaine, will you care to smoke?
Look, I hate to do this, but I gotta get out of here. Gotta get up early in the morning.
What for?
I mean, you guys here for breakfast.
Mm.
Oh, right.
We all better get going.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I haven't played my cigarette yet.
Jim, let's go. Let's go, Jim.
Hey, you look awful.
What does that smell?
Apricots?
Shattered. It's terrible. My life is over.
Oh. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Hello? Come on, sit down. Hey, Lou, what's wrong?
Zena left me.
Oh, no.
I was up all night drinking. The worst part about it is I kept Ma up all night, too.
Why was that?
What do you want me to do, talk to the walls? Riga, did you ever have your guts ripped out by some woman?
Louie, I know exactly how you feel. I mean, just 4 years ago, I was going with this girl.
What am I supposed to do here? My life is falling apart, so I should listen to stories about you. I mean, you know, let's put the little selfishness in check.
Sorry.
I ain't even told you the worst part. Zena told me that she... She said she fell for a bartender who works here at Mario's named Dwight. I think that's him over there.
Oh, maybe not, maybe not. He doesn't look like a Dwight.
Well, I know there's one way to find out. Look out, Dwight!
Oh.
think it's him.
Forget it. It's a false alarm.
No.
Riga, I'm only going to go buy us a couple of beers.
No.
I'll buy the beers. You sit.
All right, fine. While you're over there, pump the scum for it.
No pumping.
Pump the
scum.
Beer. Pump the scum. Beer.
Now, Louie, I'm not going to be a spy for you. Now, sit.
Pump the scum.
I said sit.
Pump the sex.
Stay. Two beers, please.
Yeah. So how you doing?
Huh? Fine. How are you?
Well, I'm great now, but I'll tell you, if you'd asked me yesterday, I would have been in trouble. But I think I finally got it figured out. I met this new girl in here a few weeks ago named Zena Sherman. She came in one day, I was working the day shift. We hit it off real well right away, you know. Next thing I know, we're seeing each other almost every day. Things are getting better and better all the time. All of a sudden, she starts getting serious. I mean, I don't have to tell you, but that takes all the fun out of it, you know. So, I mean, I decided, hey, I'm just going to stop seeing her, you know.
Thank you.
What did he say? Did you find out anything?
No, nothing much. He didn't get around to telling me his dog tag numbers.
Tell me.
It is Dwight.
No.
They've been going with each other for a couple of weeks. She's serious. He's not.
He's gonna break it off with her. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
He's gonna dump her.
Right.
He's gonna break Zena's heart. That's good for me. But it's terrible for her. I can't help but have mixed feelings about this. I'm torn between joy and rapture.
Sorry, Zena. I just thought I'd tell you how I feel.
Hi.
Sorry, I couldn't work out.
Okay. Nobody's blaming you. Hi, Zena.
Ooh.
Okay. So you got hurt. You all get hurt. Everybody gets theirs. I got mine. You got yours. Everybody gets everybody else's. Everybody destroys, and everybody destroys everybody else. It's what separates us from the animals. I think we can resume on our old footing. I was going to make it beg, but I can't now. Maybe a teeny bit.
Louie, I don't want you back.
You're gonna have to do a little better than that.
I'm serious.
What are you talking about?
No, Louie, I really don't. We're through. Look, I didn't stop seeing you only because of Dwight. Most of the reasons I stopped seeing you have only to do with you.
I suppose that's my fault.
You have an attitude problem. You've got a personality problem. You've got a sensitivity problem. You've got a selfishness problem. You've got an emotional problem. You've got a maturity problem. You've got a sexual problem.
What do you mean?
That's all you ever think about.
You mean that's the problem?
Yeah.
Zena,
there is no way I am going back with you.
Tina, don't you love me?
I don't know what love is.
Well, you're in luck, because I do. And you know something, Zena? You couldn't hear this from anybody else, because I think that I'm the only person alive who knows what love is. Because I read what everybody else says it is, and I never see the right answer. Okay, all right. You don't want to know what love is? All right, you won't know what love is. I'll know what love is. This is your last chance to know what love is.
Okay, what is it?
Love is the end of happiness. Because one day, all a guy's got to do to be happy is to watch the Nets. The next day, you got to have Zena in the room watching the Mets with you. You don't know why. It's still the Mets. It's the same room. But you got to have Zena there.
You really feel that way, Louie?
Yes.
You can't watch the Mets without me.
Nope. Well, I can't watch him now anyway because it's the middle of the winter. But the philosophy's the same. Want to see me again, Zena?
Oh, God. Here I am, back in the same old stinking, lousy, crummy, rotten relationship all over again. Same place I was in to begin with. I'll never get out from under it.
Oh, Zena, you don't know how happy that makes me feel.
Mr. Walters.